And they are requesting a 14-foot variance of the side yard setback requirement at 3279 Delahut Street, parcel AL123-10, to install a 6-foot fence on the back side of the sidewalk on Hoffman Road.
Yeah, so we had a surveyor come out since I submitted that, and so they actually marked our lot line as actually 2 feet into our yard from the sidewalk. So where I think I stated that we wanted to go right to the sidewalk, we would actually only go 2 feet before the sidewalk, you know, inside of our property. And we did actually find out that, and I think, I don't know if Kevin's on the call, Wyland. He had actually, when I had talked to him previously, we didn't realize that we had bushes that were planted in the intersection line of sight on the corner of our lot, and we've since taken all of that down.
Oh, so Google Maps isn't correct the way it is.
No, it is not.
Because I was going to ask you about that.
I actually took down about 8 trees.
So just this mic, just for clarification, the variance request is just to the driveway, or does it go past the driveway?
No, actually, so our driveway comes out on Hoffman, and what we're asking to do is to have the lot, from the back of our lot to up to 18 feet east of the driveway, and we would come in, and it would come into 27 feet from the curb and angle over 10 feet to 34 feet from the curb to the back corner of our house.
I have a couple of comments and observations I do, right there. Am I free to speak at this point?
Yeah, go ahead, Clara.
I drove by there on the way to our meeting here, and we received this letter today objecting, and I found that the objection, in my opinion, is totally without merit. I see no vision triangle problems whatsoever, because there are bushes that have been there for years, and you can see it clearly on our street. That's number one. Number two, I don't know under what category it would follow on the criteria where variances are granted, but there are so many fences out there now, and I'm suspecting if more than one has been erected without a permit. If that's the case, and if we were not to grant this, then I think the village is obligated to enforce the zoning code and order all those fences to be taken down. I don't find this. First of all, I have to compliment the petitioners on the nice manner they presented their arguments, and they did their homework. So personally, I see no objection to this. It's not any reasonably different than any other fence that's down there that I could see.
Wouldn't the other fences be grandfathered in?
Yeah, it's hard to say without looking back at past zoning ordinances and voting
right.
permits.
Yeah.
But if they were done correctly, they would be grandfathered in.
Are there any fences that have been put up since this ordinance that have requested a variance and been approved? Or is this the only one?
So all of the fences on the lot at the corner of Hoffman and Libel went up when you put the roundabouts in, and none of those are set back 30 feet from the street. So, and I looked back at all of your appeal records, and there isn't anything that showed that was appealed when those were put in. So somehow they got approved.
Yeah, I don't know what if that was because of a state requirement or what that would be. But I don't know if that's relevant.
And looking back through the aerial photos, the driveways changed location once that roundabout went in, and the driveways are now up against the fences, such as what the petitioner wants. But at the time that before the roundabout went in, those were compliant too. Those did have a vision triangle. There must have been some negotiation possibly with the village board at that time, but those fences did appear to be compliant prior to the roundabout.
Okay.
But so our request is not to put the fence up to our driveway.
Right, but there's a 30-foot vision triangle, right? You wanted to put it in the vision triangle?
No, outside the vision triangle.
It's a 30-foot vision triangle, so you measure that up the side of the driveway and from the driveway down to the east, and then you would draw
but
the triangle that way.
But there isn't a driveway that comes out on Hoffman. If you drive and look at those pictures I showed you, there isn't a house that has that 30-foot setback with a fence. So, for example, if the house behind us wanted to put a fence in along Hoffman, theirs could be 2 feet in, and mine would have to go another 12 feet or whatever, and then I would have 15 by 60-some feet of my backyard that I can't use. And I have absolutely no problems going in and out of our driveway. We've lived here 30 years. In fact, I would tell you that I have more of an issue when I get to the end of the driveway because the 5 trees that are in the apron are huge, and if somebody pulls out on Bitters Court and I have to stop in the end of the driveway, I can't see through all those trees. So I can't see how that's any more dangerous than what we're asking to do. We have at the end of our driveway, on the side of our driveway, there's a rounded section for an extra parking spot. That's probably another, if almost, 16 feet east of the edge of our driveway. So that's, our fence would be way over there. It wouldn't even be at the end of our driveway.
Okay, so it doesn't come up as far as the driveway. It's back 16 feet from what the driveway would be, what you're saying.
Oh, at least. Yeah, at least. That's why I don't think it's going to be an obstruction at all.
Back to the east,
right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
This extra parking stall, does it go all the way to the curb then? There's an opening at the curb?
No, it doesn't. If you come in my driveway, probably about 12, 14 feet, and then there's a little extra parking space that we put in there that we put cement in. And if you go over farther east from that, probably another 12, 13 feet, that's where the fence would end. But it would be 34 feet from the curb to where we would want to come through the bushes, would be 18 feet east of the edge of our driveway that comes out to the street. Then it would come in 18 feet, and then it would come in 27 feet from the curb, and angle over 10 feet, which would be 34 feet from the curb, and go back to the corner of our lot. And it's still probably 14 feet east of our driveway in our yard.
So, Trevor, would you measure the vision triangle from where the curb, or where the driveway meets the edge of the sidewalk, roughly that would be the property line, 30 feet down to the east, and then 30 feet up to the house, and then draw the triangle that way?
To be honest, Kevin was the one working on this project, and he had something, family emergency come up. So I believe what he was doing is, I'm looking for the specific code here,
And by the way, I've had three neighbors read that ordinance, and no one can understand it the way it's written. And I shared that feedback with them.
Yeah, I actually read it myself, and it was confusing, but I even think the bushes required a variance at some time in order to put bushes in. If I remember correctly, I read something that whether it's a fence or bushes, you really need a variance.
And those bushes were planted 16 years ago, and no one ever said anything. And like I said, from the driveway west to up to Delahunt Street, I cut all that stuff out with the exception of three bushes that are outside that line of sight.
I'd like to address that grandfathering issue for just a moment. I know from personal observation, you know, as many times you go down off on roads, that some of those fences are not very old. I don't know if there was permits granted or not, but I'm just saying they've been already existed, so they wouldn't fall on the grandfather, but they're there.
All those fences have probably predated Kevin and I, which would have been prior to 2014. Just a point to note, past preference can't be determined here as reasons to approve.
I don't know if you could see my drawing, Trevor, but
yes.
Isn't that how you would measure a vision triangle?
Correct, yes. Thank you, Beth.
Property line and up the driveway?
Yes.
So the fence would not be allowed in that area.
Correct.
A fence of that height, I should say.
Right. It would have to be 30 inches or less.
Okay.
Yeah, and that just doesn't make sense to me. If you are telling us that we have to go 30 feet east of our driveway and then go 30 feet to the corner of our house, I have permanent trees inside of our yard that I wouldn't be able to go through.
Could you put that sketch up again, please?
Well,
I haven't looked at that ordinance for years, but that doesn't look like the proper fence triangle, as I recall it.
Clearance, that's how we even measured it when I was there inspecting.
I thought that angle, that triangle would be further west. I'd have to look at the exact code to try and figure it out.
So basically you're saying there's a 30-foot line of sight from the intersection of Delahunt and Hoffman, and then I'd get double hit with a 30-foot line of sight east of my driveway.
Right, on a corner lot, right?
Yeah, on a corner.
That doesn't make sense to me.
I can understand
the intersection because there's multiple people going out of it all day long, but out of my driveway?
And that one I would think is more crucial because you're backing out the
right.
Yeah, it's going to be you.
Right. But it certainly isn't the volume of traffic that an intersection of a street would be.
I don't think that's relevant to that either.
Barb?
Oh.
Well, I've worked with vision triangles for almost 30 years. That's how I've always known that they've been measured. In cases where, and I work for the Village of Bellevue, in cases where we have had fences where they had been put up in error, we did give the property owners like a sunset clause, maybe it was 5 years, to become compliant. There was a particular road where fences were installed incorrectly, and people did have to remove them.
Well, nobody's removed their fences along Hoffman, I can tell you that.
Well, probably nobody sent out any letters here, but I would recommend if there are some in violation because a vision triangle is a safety concern.
And we have done that in other parts of the village. Generally, that's
so has by anybody actually, by, has anybody actually come out and measured what we are asking to do to see how it looks?
When I
back out of my driveway, I can see all the way down two streets from here. So the fence wouldn't be any farther out than that.
Except the variance. The variance today is for the 14 feet, and we're not talking about the vision corner, are we? For a variance.
It's a vision triangle. Right?
I don't know what the 14-foot variance is. I don't understand how you calculate that.
I think it's because you're coming off 16 feet already from your driveway.
We're coming 18 feet off of our driveway.
So it'd be a 12-foot variance.
12-foot variance.
How far is that fence going to extend to the north? On the bend in
it? If it's 27... So it's going to come in 18 feet, which is 2 feet north of the sidewalk, 18 feet east of our driveway. And it will come in another, 9 feet, and then it will angle over slightly, and then that will intersect 34 feet from the sidewalk, and it's still probably a good... 16 feet east of the side of our driveway.
Shirley, I have a question. This is Mike. I don't recall everybody. You're talking about all these dimensions and where the fence has there been a drawing put together and sent to the town or village?
Yes, I sent it to the village with drawings. I took pictures of all the fences that are not set back 30 feet. There's pictures of, looking at her house from Hoffman. I drew lines where we wanted to come through the bushes, and then I took a picture from our deck looking down, showing where we wanted to angle it and bring it to the side of that side driveway, or that parking spot.
This is the drawing that was submitted with us.
Yeah, could you compare that maybe side by side with that sketch that you made? I'm trying to superimpose in my mind where that would fall.
So you're saying that you want the fence to go right along your extra parking spot. Is that what I'm seeing on this one picture?
So if you were to go to the very east corner of where our driveway intersects with the sidewalk.
Right. Right.
You go 18 feet east. You turn in right there. That's where the fence would come in to an intersection point of 27 feet inside from the curb, and it will angle over 10 feet, and then it will go north to the house, and that will be 34 feet at the corner where that intersects to come back to our house.
But that's right along your extra parking spot.
Correct.
That's what I'm seeing in this one picture.
But it does not, that parking spot does not go out to the street.
Well, I understand that. I see the angle. Okay, I see the angle going out to the street. And you're basically angling because of this tree, too, and trying to get farther east. Okay, I got you.
I'm sharing my screen. This is what was... this is what the petitioner included in the and was included in your board packets.
Yeah.
So this is this shows the angle that we're talking about.
Yeah.
And where does the before you move that picture?
Referring to.
Where does the vision corner? Where is legally is the vision corner go?
It would be down about here.
Okay, so
30 feet from the driveway edge, right?
Yeah, so it's almost too far to even put a fence in.
Right.
I believe
they're
showing
it. If they're showing it at 18, it's before that next tree, I'd say.
Yeah, it's about 12 feet. Michael, it's they're able to do a 30-inch fence. It's just they're requesting a 6-foot fence.
Right.
Well, we're also trying to build a barrier to the noise. I mean, I'm sitting out here on my deck. You can hear it. You know, with all of the construction that's gone on between here and GV, it's constant all day long. We have squad cars coming by here all the time. So we're trying to put up at least some kind of a barrier to, I mean, listen, this is what it sounds like all day long.
But that's not an unnecessary hardship.
I understand. But I am limited to what we can do because I can't turn around and reroute my driveway to Bella Hut.
Right.
Well, if it's a noise concern on the deck, would you be able, would she be able, Trevor, to construct like some kind of a fence on the deck to block the noise at that point?
I want a fence in the yard so that when my grandkids are here and our dogs can go outside and run around.
So you're saying if you move this 30 feet back, you would lose a front portion of your yard. Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I would basically have to start, why put a fence in and have it notch in that weird, and then have this little itty-bitty weird corner in the back of my lot, and then this open piece that you can't use for anything.
Right.
So it's like we're being penalized because we followed directions to call to get a permit, and now we're doing it the right way, and I just feel like we're being penalized for having a corner lot, and I'm being double whammy by the line of sight thing twice. It just doesn't seem right.
We will have no
less vision space than we have today. And we've been coming out of this driveway for 30 years. And we'll continue to come up the driveway, even if we don't put the fence up.
This is Debbie.
Trevor,
we did.
Can you show where the 14-foot variance is that we're talking about?
So that's a total of 77 feet. I'd say, yeah, so in that picture, so they want to start the fence here. This up until about here is about the variance they're requesting.
I personally can't see how the ordinance would read that has to be the point. It doesn't make sense because I'm looking at the corner house versus what I see in the side triangle, and it doesn't register with me. I'd have to go out there with a tape measure, I guess, to see what the objection would be. I guess my view is that I think that what they're intending to do meets the spirit of what's intended with our zoning code. Even if the wording is not precise, in fact, I discussed this a little bit with Kevin that they have to look at the new code that's coming out to make sure that it addresses situations like this. Because when they put in that site triangle part, it was all-inclusive and it was very difficult to establish. But I don't see where this is going to harm anybody at all.
I feel like it's a safety concern, even because the owner said, like, if you have police cars going up and down the road and there's a lot more traffic, a 30-foot vision triangle is fairly standard. On some busier roads, and I'm not an engineer, you'd have to talk to your village engineer, they sometimes recommend larger vision triangles. So 30 is the minimum that I've seen.
Yeah,
especially
whatever
you do have
at every house along this road, I don't care whether it was grandfathered in or not,
There is no house that has a driveway coming out of Hoffman that has a line of sight 30 feet coming out of their driveway. They have fences right up to the edge of their driveway. I sent you pictures.
I saw that. I drove by and I saw that. And those people should be sent letters and those fences should be moved for safety reasons, especially because they're sidewalks.
But there, we have had four kids that have driven out of this driveway and learned to drive going out of this driveway. And if you're a safe driver, you are not going to have an issue with what we're asking to do, because what we're asking to do is just to enclose the trees that are already there. They will be inside the fence. So it's not going to make it any different than it is now. It's just we're closing it in.
Question of Barb.
Yep.
If I look at the actual intersection, where is the real starting point of that 30 feet? The curb line?
It's a
square corner.
One at a time.
The street intersection clears, or are you talking about the driveway intersection?
Say it again, I'm sorry.
You're talking about this one right by the driveway?
Yeah.
So you're measuring 30 feet. I don't know if I pull this up, nobody can see it. I don't think, can you? Anybody see
it?
Oh,
you did.
Yeah.
Okay. It's 30 feet from the sidewalk, or from the driveway.
It's 30 feet from the corner of where the driveway meets the sidewalk. Although she said it's 2 feet back from there, actually, so the property line typically is 6 inches behind the sidewalk. On this road, it's 2 feet behind it. But that's where you're measuring from. You measure at the property line, along the driveway, and then along the sidewalk.
The point I'm trying to make is that if you look at the overhead view and pinpoint that location at the start of the fence, it doesn't impact the triangle you're actually seeing down Hoffman Road when you're going south at all.
It impacts your ability to look to the east.
Pardon?
But the fence that we're putting in is not any different. We're just closing in the trees. It's not changing the line of sight at all.
So are you saying you cannot see through the trees if you're looking east?
No.
You can see
what, one at a time, please.
You can see.
They've been that way for years.
If you're driving south on Dillahot, and if you stop at the crosswalk, you can clearly see any traffic on the east of Hoffman Road.
It's not for the intersection, it's for the drive. People coming out of the driveway.
Clarence, the vision at corners for the driveway, not for the road.
I'm talking from a practical sense of looking for traffic. That is the intent of the triangle in the first place. Yep. And if you obey the law on how you stop, you can see traffic. Yep. Coming on Hoffman.
That's not the issue. The issue is that the code says they have to have a vision triangle for their driveway. Not the road, but for their driveway. So when they back out of their driveway and they get to where they're about to go in the street, they've got to be able to see down the street.
I didn't park in the driveway to look.
Yeah.
Well, sure. I think you should come park in the driveway and look, because when I back out of my driveway, I can see almost 2 blocks away.
Surely, this is a stupid question. This is Mike again. So, why didn't you consider just putting a fence inside the trees and not along the sidewalk?
Well, because I'd have to cut down trees along the back of the line, of the lot. Because I'd have to come through trees to come behind that.
To come behind the trees there?
We have cedars all along the back of our
lot. Okay. You're talking along the east lot line?
Yeah. Mike Donner's yard behind us. We have cedars all the way back through there. And I would have to literally cut some of those down to have a fence come in, and plus three other ornamental trees that are planted in the corner. So we were trying to preserve the money that we spent on all this nice landscaping and have it be inside of our fence so we could enjoy it versus putting it in.
Yeah, I understand that.
Can I make note that we received correspondence from Todd at 240 Terrace Court opposed to the 14-foot fence variance due to the high volume of traffic at the intersection, the daily Resurrection Church and school traffic, pedestrians, and county squad cars. If a variance is given, then the intersection should be controlled by stoplights or a roundabout installed for safety.
What are you talking about the intersection?
Yeah. This is Todd, yeah. If it was on the Delahut side, then I would be concerned. If it's on just between the house and the back lot down Huffman, then I have no issue with that. That's a different issue. So.
Yeah, I concur.
I don't have a problem. It's just that we have kids walking through here going to school. We have the church how many times a week, and then you have buses and parents, and that would have been a problem. But if it's on the back side,
that's why we cut all the trees down in the front, because I didn't realize that, and the landscaper should have known when they put that in there that that wasn't. Shouldn't have put them in there, but we cut all those down.
I thought the fence was coming outside the trees even farther. It's like, we're going to have kids going to that school in a couple of years, and it's just too much work to go through. So.
Okay, we're getting off track, I think. Do you want to consider the three variance standards and see if any of them are met?
Can I just make one additional point that I'm sure was mentioned, but I didn't hear it. The side triangle is for the safety of the property owner backing out of the driveway just as much as it's for people on Hoffman, making sure that they're able to see when someone's backing out of their driveway.
Trevor, before we consider those three points. Can you go back to the picture that you had showing the backyard from Hoffman? So that's one. So I'm kind of curious. Well, that one would even work better.
No, that's not either. That's not a backyard.
No, that's fine. I wanted to ask Shirley if there's any way that you can move that point by the sidewalk further to the east and come in at a little different angle instead of making those two bends, and then try to pick up a little bit of the sight distance for the triangle. You know, can that one cedar tree or arborvitae be pulled out and the line be brought a little bit further east?
Yeah, but then where would it have to come in? Are you saying I would have to angle it to the corner of my house from that 30-foot?
No, right. No,
there's an ash tree right there.
What I'm saying is the one point, the first bend, which is to the right of the ash tree, if you started there and then went at an angle further to the east.
Straight, making that, just without that jog, just making it straight to the sidewalk.
Straight shot.
So we lose one evergreen.
One arborvitae there?
Well, there's not one arborvitae there. If you're telling me I have to go up 30 east...
I didn't say that. I didn't say 30. What I'm saying is that if we were to give you a variance, it'd be nice to pick up some footage. If you got rid of one arborvitae, can you go with a straight shot right from that corner over to the sidewalk? If we look from the other direction, maybe we can... If you look from the
I'm not on Zoom, so I have no idea what you're looking at.
Oh, I'm sorry. When you're in by the basketball hoop?
Yeah, it's not there anymore, but yeah.
All right, for the basketball hoop, if you were to continue, there's the first bend to the right side of the ash tree, and then it bends again, so it's perpendicular to the sidewalk.
But how much farther are you asking me to go down the sidewalk east of our driveway?
I'm only asking if that one arborvitae is removed, the one that's adjacent to the ash tree, is there a clear shot in to the sidewalk?
Well, there's another arborvitae sitting right next to it.
Well, maybe that, next to it, but is it?
I don't think it would be affected if that one were removed.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. The one arborvitae is there. Mm-hmm. Can, if you took out the one tree.
Yeah, that's a good view.
So maybe that gains me what? I would go 22 feet east of my driveway and then come in from there?
I don't know if it's 22 feet or 24 feet. I don't know what the dimension is looking at it. Maybe,
it looks like
it's
more than that.
Well, if you give me 2 minutes, I have a thing with a landscaping measure wheel. I can tell you how far it is.
I don't know if she's measuring out there.
Yeah, I'm going to go off and measure it right now.
If the request is for a 12-foot variance, can we reduce that, or would that have to be another petition?
That's what, Debbie, I was kind of thinking that along the same lines. I think there would have to be a separate petition item.
Yeah,
well, I'm not writing another check for $150 again to send another one in.
Well, why would it be another petition if you reduced what the request was?
Okay, so 24 feet is in the middle of the outside arborvitae and the next one. So we could go there. So you're going to make me cut a tree down to gain 6 feet.
6 feet may be a big difference. I don't know. So you'd be looking at 24 foot instead of 30.
Yeah, it's actually 25 feet according to this.
Right now, the hedge is in the way, so the hedge isn't even supposed to be there.
What hedge? What
all
hedge?
All the trees that are planted there.
The arborvitae.
All the arborvitae.
Well, those would be well outside of the, if we took this one tree down, they'd be well outside of the site. And there's bushes in here, but they're low bushes. They don't even come up to my side.
I don't think that's the issue. Well, let's go back to Debbie's question. You want to go back to the 3 points? I think they're, maybe Trevor can show them.
Well, we also submitted a letter with other points in it that I probably didn't put in that document.
From that overhead picture and one of the side pictures, to me it appears that one large tree with the Y-shaped trunk is more of a site triangle problem than the variance that's being asked as far as seeing traffic when you come out of that. I don't want to be sure about that.
This is actually more work than it's worth. Really, it is. To me, this is so ridiculous that I thought we were supposed to be progressive. This does not seem to be progressive.
Well,
so
I don't think
we'll just withdraw our appeal.
I guess what we're concerned about is the safety of not only yourself, but the people on the sidewalks and the roadways. So
we have lived in this house for 30 years. We have driven in and out of the driveway. No one's ever hurt a person. Nobody's ever gotten in an accident. So let's just drop it.
It appears that we're trying to compare practicalities to strict zoning code, and I think they are clashing with one another. Because I think it's a practical matter that it does not impact traffic.
We need control.
Yeah, Clarence, let Shirley, are you requesting that you withdraw this?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's ridiculous. And
okay,
I'm
so we have. Okay, so we have withdrawal of the petition.
I'm extremely disappointed.
If it's withdrawn, then we're pretty much done.
What is the procedure on withdrawal? Does that have to be approved, or we continually withdraw it? My gut reaction is that we are being unfair based on other decisions made by the Board of Appeals.
I don't think we're being unfair. We're trying to get an understanding of what she wants, which I think we all know. And now it's a matter of, do we want to approve it or don't we? And I only suggest that maybe try to cut it back a little bit so there's a little bit more vision. And if she's not interested in even considering that and she wants to withdraw it, then let her withdraw it.
Yeah, well, you're now talking about cutting a 50-foot tree out, too.
Let me ask petitioner,
would she accept if we approved on the basis that the line is extended as Michael suggested, and that one arborvitae or whatever it is was removed? Would that satisfy what you're attempting to do?
Yeah, as long as you can come in and go the way that we were going to begin with.
I'm sorry you're having difficulty understanding.
As long as we can still come in and go to the end of that parking spot.
And we haven't gained anything.
I'm not sure what that means.
I don't know how to describe this. Mike, maybe you could describe it better because you're the one who suggested or asked the question. But I'd be willing to make a motion to approve the variance subject to...
Clarence, we haven't went through the standards yet.
Yeah.
We have what?
We haven't gone through the three standards.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand what you said.
We still have to go through the justification for this. Basically.
Yes. And I have them on the screen for those of you that don't have them.
With the first one being the unnecessary hardship?
Yes.
I guess I don't even know how to answer these personally.
The applicant sent in a paper that with them.
Coming up. So the hardship is the loss of backyard property.
And I think I put in there that our fence would be set back completely different than everybody else's on the street.
So for the record, I just want to confirm that the Ryans have not withdrawn.
Okay.
Is that correct?
So far.
Okay.
Shirley, do you want to just go? I'll let you go through the what you wrote. It's easier than sitting here reading that again. So from an unnecessary hardship.
Are you talking the second document I sent in?
I'm not sure it's the one that's...
Well, we sent a letter in with pictures of all the houses that have driveways along Hoffman that are not required to follow the same standards. And there was a letter that we wrote, and then I think Deborah, it was you that sent a thing that said we had to fill out these other hardship things, which, okay, we did. So
that's what I'm referring to.
Yep. So by restricting placement of the fence 30 feet from the street, it results in 915 square feet of our yard that we basically can't use. So according to what we thought, it was 15 feet by 63 foot piece of our property that you really can't use for anything. And if we have to come back 30 feet, none of the other fences, including the people that are moving behind us, that want to put their, they want to put in a side 6-foot lot fence, theirs would come to the back of ours, and we would have to be set back further than theirs. Which to me just doesn't make sense. But. And physical limitation, we can't reroute the driveway. Because then we would end up with our driveway on the corner of Delahut and Hoffman, which would be just as dangerous as the one kitty corner to us that already comes out right on the corner. And then I didn't think that the protection of the public interest, I didn't feel the fence was going to create any undue hardship to anybody.
And that's probably the biggest issue.
Trevor, can you Trevor, can you put back up what it takes to meet those standards?
Sure.
Thank you.
And again, to the board members, the standards that are here are not set by us. These are standards that the state requires us to have in place in order to grant a variance.
I have a thought. It probably won't be acceptable, but considering that the petitioners have gone through a great deal of effort to make a reasonable request, in my opinion, and we have such a conflict in trying to identify exactly what the problem is, I would almost like to see us, this board, go out on the site together and look at it and see if these things are really real problems or not. I just don't think they are. I don't know if the board has ever done this. I know most board members have done it individually, but I don't think they've ever done it as a group. But it's just, we have a conflict here that's extremely unique.
Julie, what's your time frame on this? You've probably been waiting and waiting and waiting already.
Yes, we have.
So you'd like to get it done as soon as you can?
Well, I would, because you got to schedule it.
I would, Mr. Sheriff, I would like to make a motion to table action on this until we have an exact drawing with the proposal superimposed on the existing, so we've got a clear understanding and what going on with your suggestion to straighten that line, what impact that would have on the practical sense of the triangle. Does that seem reasonable?
Well, I don't know if it's reasonable, but we have a motion to table this until we have a drawing, better drawing than what we have. Do I have a second to that? So again, do I have a second to that tabling motion?
I'll second that. I'm not sure if I can.
No.
Who's that?
Shirley.
No.
Oh, no.
I'll second that.
All right, so we have a motion and second to table this until we get a better drawing. Do we want to do any consideration as to having a time to meet out there?
I think that's a good idea.
I think I'll just step in real quick. I think the problem with that is a walking quorum.
What? I didn't understand that, Trevor.
A walking quorum? We want to avoid a walking quorum?
No, we're talking now about just a more precise drawing with the existing versus the proposal and extending that line and the impact, and then we can individually go out there and stand in that and make a judgment from that.
Yeah, if somebody could just come and show me what they're thinking. I have no idea how to even understand this ordinance. I've had 3 or 4 neighbors have read it, and none of them can understand it.
Trevor, is that something that the village can do?
So would the petition change from what it's already been submitted as? Or are we just looking for additional information?
At this point, I think we're looking at additional information, but it could change if, in fact, somebody went out there, explained it to her, and then she came up with a different idea, I guess.
And yeah, if it changed, then what? I got to go submit another petition and then wait for another meeting?
Either way, it would come to another meeting, and it would have to be published if it's not going to be the 14-foot variance.
Right. Okay, it would have to be, if we met again, it would have to be published either way.
Correct.
I don't know, you don't have to publish if we table to a date certain, do we?
If you're tabling with the same request coming back. Clarence, if you're changing the request from 14 feet to something else, it would have to be published.
But we could table to a day certain to give Kevin a time. Trevor. Yeah, sorry. I'm getting confused from this discussion here. To give the planning department an opportunity to make a more clear distinction between the old and the new for us to view. And if we came up to a day certain, I don't think we have to publish or anything. We just have to get that drawing from planning department and bring that to the meeting and have the petitioner come back and we'll make a decision.
Maybe it's a question for Debbie or Trevor. So what you're telling me or telling us is that they're asking for a variance of X, and we can't approve anything less than X without having another submittal?
I think it could be less if it's the general what you're asking, but if it's a different request, the neighbors need to be notified, the village residents need, or everybody needs to be notified that.
But see, that's what I don't understand, is that if they're asking for a 14-foot variance, and we turn around and say, no, we'll only give you a 6-foot variance, we can't just do that without going through a whole bunch of steps?
No, I'm sure you could give less if it's the same general request.
Okay. And I think that's what we're trying to accomplish. It's either approve or disapprove the 30, or approve something that would work, which would be less than the 30. Or less than a 14, I'm saying. I'm sorry. So she wants 14, and if we say, well, 14 is not going to work, but 10 might.
But I guess my question on that is, how would we determine if the different level of safety between a 14 and a 10?
Well, I don't think you can. I mean, that's a big issue.
And the only reason why I bring that up is because I just want to caution. I understand what you're saying, but as Barb indicated earlier, the 30-foot is a pretty tried and tested standard across many communities. And I would just be careful.
I mean,
recommendation.
Yeah, understand that.
But then, how did all these other houses end up with their fences right next to their driveway along Hoffman?
Okay, we have to stick to our...
Yeah.
What?
I don't think what other people did has any bearing on this, unfortunately. Whether the village takes action against those people is something different. But in this case, if you're saying that 30 feet is 30 feet and that's the safest, then we're crazy to prove anything less.
Let me make a statement here. Since I've been on this board And some of you know, and some of you don't know, I was a village administrator for 24 years before I retired. And Barb and I have worked together, actually, way back when. The one meeting that I missed, there was a variance granted, which in my opinion should not have been granted because it did not meet the criteria. And that was, I think it was early this year or late last year, but I was not at the meeting. And during my tenure, over the years, I have many times saw that happen where the board went by their gut rather than by the ordinance. And in my mind, this, I'm looking at it from a practical and reasonable standpoint. And I just feel that the imposition of that 30 feet in this particular case does not meet the spirit and intent of our zoning code. It does not address it specifically because I do not see the danger associated with which has been brought up. That's all. I'd be prepared to make a motion, but you don't want to accept it. But that's my feeling on it.
This is Elizabeth. Do we want to go back to the three?
Yes, go ahead. But again, I'm not so sure how we're going to be able to. I mean, we can go through each one of these, but if one of them doesn't meet the requirements, well, does it eliminate the whole, like unnecessary hardship, loss of profit or something?
Okay. What are
we saying? If it doesn't meet, then we should just say, well, our gut feel that it should meet?
So
I mean, what's the sense of having them if we're not going to adhere?
You could interpret that 1A and B could be applied and granted the variance, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's clear you have to meet all three requirements.
So the letter that we wrote had more details in it. So when Deborah sent me the message back, she said they want you to fill out this other form, even though we had already sent the letter in with the appeal check and that form and all the pictures. I did not rewrite everything we had in that letter on this other form with these hardship limitations, public interest. All of that was notated in that other letter that we wrote.
They received both letters.
So okay. Have you read them?
Lest we spend much more time on this. There's a motion to table that and a second. I don't know if we take a vote on that or if it's automatic. But we should take some action on it.
There's no discussion on a motion to table.
So the motion to table is in effect and we're done for the night as far as I can see.
Well, we need a vote.
And you need a specific date with the table.
Unless we're waiting.
We can say next meeting, I guess.
Yeah.
But we need a vote to see if everybody wants to table it.
See, that was my question. I didn't know if we took a vote or not on a table.
Yes.
But we can. All right. So we have a motion to table and a second. And Clarence, are you going to, you made a motion for some action to table. Do you have a date that he had in mind?
Well, I have to rely on Trevor a little bit on how much time he would need to, well, actually for us to need to go out and view the property again. But, and Debbie, do you have any suggestions? Could we do it another week, 2 weeks?
I can pull the committee members and see when they can next meet.
So we would continue the meeting on site?
No, you would. He's saying that you would each go and look at it, but before that, there would be a drawing that shows the exact location.
Okay.
I'll amend my motion to make that a day certain, which should be 2 weeks from today. That would be convened. If that doesn't conflict with any statute.
So the 22nd?
Yeah.
All right, so we have a motion to table until the 22nd. And by that, what you mean is that we would have a drawing by then?
Either a drawing or a go out and view it personally from the perspective that we discussed tonight.
And then is that another meeting on the 22nd, or are we going to wait till the next month? Is that what you're saying?
So we have a planning commission meeting on the 22nd.
Pardon?
We have a planning commission meeting on the 22nd.
You want to meet before, after?
You want to say the week of the 22nd?
Okay. So we clarify it for the week of the 22nd. But then we would have to have another meeting.
Correct.
Okay.
And
so somebody could get me the drawing ahead of time so I can understand the...
Well, I guess that was going to be my question. Is staff putting together this drawing? Normally that would be, the petitioner would be providing the evidence or their plans.
I did.
Right, but I think they're asking, Shirley, if you were to modify your plans.
I need to see what this line of sight thing is. Because if you're asking me to go 30 feet back into my yard, then it doesn't make sense for me to put a fence in. Because I'll lose a fairly large chunk of my property.
When you say 30 feet back in your yard, you mean 30 feet along Hoffman?
Yeah. And then you're saying angle it like in back to the corner of my house and lose the full entire chunk of property.
Right, understand.
Okay, if there's no conversation after a table, we're talking again.
Yeah. I know. All right, so we got a motion and a second to table this until the week of the 22nd, or to table it till that we have the proper information or just additional information by the 22nd.
I would agree with that, so if somebody can give me a...
All right, so let's get through the table and then we'll figure out the logistics. So we have the motion to table. All in favor?
Aye.
Debbie, did we get a second? I don't hear anything.
Yes, Elizabeth.
Got that? All right. So we sounded unanimous. All right, so the logistics of this thing. So what do we want? What do we want clearance from her?
One thing I would suggest for the board is to review those conditions again, because, again, in my opinion, I'm not a lawyer, but I've dealt with this kind of stuff, you know, many times, and those paragraphs are an attempt to make it very clear and precise, and yet they're subject to individual precipitation.
I agree.
You know, word for word, you'll see what I mean.
Yep. All right, so we just got all of us have our act together by the week of the 22nd. And Debbie, then, are you going to set up another meeting? Is that the plan?
I will poll everybody to see what date would work.
Okay.
In the meantime, I will need a drawing so that we can get those out to the committee members.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what that involves. Shirley, do you want to work with Trevor on that?
Sure. How do I get a hold of Trevor?
Shirley, I believe you have my email. I copied in one of the emails with
on the one
Debbie.
That went to the junk mail or whatever?
Right.
Okay. Yes, I can do that.
All right. Thanks for your patience, even though I know it's tough. So what's next on the agenda?
Any announcements?
I have none. Does anybody else? Trevor? Debbie?
No.
Okay.
Number 6 is adjourned.
Okay, so can I have a motion to adjourn?
I get the motion.
Barnes made a motion. Do I have a second?
I second.
All right, Clarence is second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, so we'll be talking again by the 20 or on the week of the 22nd.